Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo.
Fuck an intro, man. CCS Radio is back. All we do is, this is a special show tonight, man. This is more of a discussion, more so, you know what I'm saying, than an interview, you know what I'm saying. This gambit, it's been a long time since we had the CCS Radio. There's a shout out to the original host, Phyllis Bundes and Al Jones. But listen, real quick, the star of the show today from King Street, ooh, what's good?
What up, bro? What's good, man?
Man,
hey,
where you been,
Gambit,
man? You been off the scene for a minute, bro.
Woo! You know what? Life, man. Life, man. Wife, kids, job, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we've been sitting back really talking for like 9 months, man. And we had some shit roll out, so we just ready to come back and really do our thing, man.
Okay. Now, I know you did say a little something about an announcement you wanted to make. Did you want to jump straight into that, or do you want to, you know, tackle something else real first?
We'll do a little later.
Okay, I got you.
You know, let's get messy.
So, like I said, like, man, I was just going to go ahead and give you the floor, step back, you know what I'm saying, for a second, because you know how to do this, man. You had your own podcast for a minute, so, man, go ahead and, you know what I'm saying.
Man, you know what? You put us on to it, man.
Don't tell nobody.
You can thank Gambit. Y'all can thank Gambit, man, for being one of the pioneers of NBR, man, because a lot of the shit behind the scenes, a lot of the shit he was doing, man, niggas got to really pay homage. That's why I'm loving that rookie versus vet card, because I feel like these rookies come out the blue just talking that bullshit. They don't know how long niggas been putting in work, man. I'm talking about work. And these rookies, man, that's one of the things I want to talk about, man. These rookies, I see a lot of them. I'm going to tell you a few I like, but the mentality they have is they seeing what y'all did and trying to emulate that off rip. And they ain't battle tested like that. You got to understand, like, Gambit, like, look at your resume, Gambit. Look at the niggas you had to battle. You know what I'm saying? Look at niggas like every nigga from our era, look at their resume and look who they had to battle. These wasn't no fucking cupcakes, tryout battles. You was in fucking wars monthly. And that's what I wanna see. That's why I love that rookie versus vet card, man, because I feel like it will be a lot of humbling done that day. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Definitely.
A lot of humbling. So, I love that card, man. But I just kind of want the rookies to, and the new cast to kind of slow it down a little bit and work on that craft and work on that brand and, you know what I'm saying, and work on themselves, man. Because we got a prime opportunity to take this a little bit further, man. And we need them to be, you know, part of that driving force. But,
definitely. We got to keep the new blood real, man.
New blood got to be good.
And, you know what's crazy about the new guys? Like, I do want to say this real quick, though. A lot of the new guys be thinking, like, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the vets, you know what I'm saying? Not just me, a lot of us, like, they be thinking, like, we purposely, like, trying to kick them down or don't want them, you know what I'm saying, to be that dude. You know what I'm saying? What they don't know is, like, I want a new nigga to be that nigga, man, but it's like you say, I want motherfuckers to be battle-tested at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers
right.
Don't come and not just going to be like, yeah, you that nigga because you cool and, you know what I'm saying, you liked all my battles. Like, nah, man. Like, I want to see where these young niggas go out to New York and be on that stack stage so I can be like, yeah, that nigga from here. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But I feel that, man. I feel like a lot of cats do that, but I feel like a lot of these cats, man, I feel like they hopping on this shit like they already entitled to your support. They entitled to, like, names and they had titles of certain cars and stuff like that, man. It was like, I'll tell a nigga, man, if you ain't never battled outside, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't never battled outside, y'all niggas battled in the venue.
Actually, already. Huh? I'm about to, you ready to take a call?
Yeah, yeah.
That's my calling in. I'm about to let you in. 9613, what up? Yo.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, who? Carly, you in?
Oh, yeah, this Hank. What's up, man?
Oh, Hank Mason, what's good with you, boy?
Not much, man. Just listening in and shit at work. I ain't know y'all. I ain't even trying to call in and shit. I was just listening.
This,
okay.
This Hank from Hank TV?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love what you. I love what you're doing, bro. I love what the fuck you doing.
Appreciate it, my G. For real. I used to follow your movement too when y'all had it going on, man. So.
Yeah, man. Most definitely.
Anything you need help with, not, man. You know, get at me, man.
I'll be in contact soon, man.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Most definitely.
For sure. Yeah, I ain't want shit, man. Just listening in, man. Seeing what y'all talking about, what's going on.
And we definitely got to have you on here, man. We be back going with the CCS Radio, so I'm definitely going to be hitting you up for this, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, fair enough. All right, go ahead.
So what?
Go ahead, pick up the music.
So what, I can go down?
Yeah, go ahead, my bad.
Oh yeah, okay, but we were just talking about the new battlers, man, and the mentality, man. We kind of want these dudes to be battle tested, so you know, I feel like they can be the driving force of NBR, but they gotta go through the rigorous fucking battles that everybody else did. You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting that top spot in three battles. You ain't getting that top spot in three or four battles, man. You know what I'm saying? It took niggas 20, 25 battles to get noticed. You know what I'm saying?
And you ain't getting that top spot. No, man. They didn't see that. So to them, you know what I'm saying, that didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? To them, you know what I'm saying, like motherfuckers like J-Rail and Snow didn't go through the trenches. They just, you know what I'm saying, did a couple battles and was on BET. It ain't that fucking easy, bro.
Nah, because you got to remember, J-Rail and Snow, J-Rail had to come up here and prove himself. So he had to battle on MMTV every month, Steam Street every month. Snow was battling every fucking event, every event. You know what I'm saying? You got over 20. Well, how many battles you got, 20, 30?
I got on cam about 33, 34 with about 4 in the vault.
So it's like, look at that. Like, I need niggas with 20 battles. And I need you to, you know what I'm saying, to be on that tip to where you want to do that. You know what I'm saying? And, but, you know, we got some developing to do, man. And I will say, Scheme Street got two new battlers debuting. They from Pontiac. One is debuting and one is re-debuting. They both debuting in June. I'm gonna just go ahead and just hop on these announcements, man. If you don't mind.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Scheme Street will be shooting a show. It will be Scheme Street Season 1, 10 episodes. We will no longer be doing the standard format battles. We are now an episodic web series.
Mm.
So we got Scheme Street we got 10 episodes, Scheme Street Season 1. We start filming in June. So we got the season premiere, we got the season finale. The season finale, the battle, I can't really release it yet, but the season finale, the battle, is going to be fucking crazy. So we taking a different approach to Scheme Street nowadays, and we becoming more of a entertainment vessel. So we got Scheme Street season one coming out May 7th. We have Scheme Street Live, a 5-part miniseries. Scheme Street Live. The first Scheme Street Live episode will be May 7th. It will be 4 battles streamed live on Facebook and live on Instagram. So the battle will drop that day, that very minute, an instant battle drop. You don't have to wait 2 weeks for your battle to drop. You come in here, we got a nice setup, we hit and record, and you live. The battle will be live right from the Scheme Street Beach. You know how many friends we got on there? We'll be broadcasting live from Instagram, and we'll be broadcasting live on YouTube, Twitch, a live battle feed. And the reason we're doing that is we feel like we can put battlers in a better position by making them go viral. We're not going to be advertising to the battle groups. We want the casual fan to be involved in battling. And how you get the casual fan involved is to intrigue them and get them to see your product and get it to go viral. So what we want to do is we want to put as many eyes as we can on these battlers at one time. And the best way to do that is Facebook Live, Instagram Live, YouTube Live.
And that's so dope. That's dope.
Yeah. That's going to put, and the battles are going to be invite only. Small room battle, 60 people max. Like I said, invite only. It's going to be 4 battles. I can tell you now, for May 7th, we got Dame Black versus Poopy Doo.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we got Dame
That's
Black
crazy
versus
matchup,
Poopy
actually. That's a crazy matchup.
Yeah. You know what's funny is because Dame Black, when Dame Black first started, bro, he told me straight up, man, the dude who got me the battle, the dude who got me on the battle was Poop. He's like, man, I see Poop battle, like, man, I can do that. And for them to come to a head, it's kind of like idols turn rival right there. You know what I'm saying? So this dude gets to go up against a guy.
That can be a crazy battle.
Right. And then that bitch going to be live. You know what I'm saying? So what we want to do with the live battles is we want to put y'all in the small room setting. We don't want no bullshit. We don't want nobody talking over y'all. I'm forcing niggas to fucking eat. We forcing niggas to fucking battle. And you getting a live reaction. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I said,
our main goal
is to get niggas viral. And if these stupid-ass internet videos can go viral, how can niggas with talent can go viral? So
that's facts, man. I've seen niggas with internet, with Facebook videos do 50,000, like, on some bullshit, just on people just saying,
right,
and clicking and seeing it.
Right. So imagine a rap battle that Facebook advertised to anyway. So it's going to happen on Sunday night when everybody's chilling, Facebook Live. So Scheme Street Live will be a 5-part miniseries. So we're going to do 5 live events.
And that's episode May 7th.
May
7th, right? All right.
May 7th, first episode of that. And invite only. We're inviting a lot of, we're giving the battlers +3s, you know what I'm saying? We might take it down to a +2. But we're inviting a lot of the battle rap media. So, Hank, I'm going to need you in the building, baby. I'm going to need you in the building for that one, man.
Definitely.
Gamut, you know I got
you.
Yeah,
Hank,
you know
can hear me. Hank, she's still on.
Huh?
I say Hank can hear you. He's still on.
Okay. So we got free food, liquor, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have a good time, man. We're going to sit in that bitch. We're going to kick it. Yeah, we're going to fucking battle. So, yeah, we got Scheme Street Live. So we got the Scheme Street Season 1. We got Scheme Street Everybody Eats. That will be highlighting a lot of the local food spots in Pontiac. We got a lot of people coming up with food and the dessert. So that's going to be a little side little thing. We got skin treat, everybody eats. So sitting down and spreading some light and some promotion on everybody who's doing their thing in that kitchen, man. At Pontiac, we got Black Box Dinners. We got Casey Sweets Bakery. We got Buckner's. We got a lot of local cats that we deal with that do anything in that kitchen, man. So we're going to definitely highlight them as well. We got the Round Table.
Hey, man, you
series
still owe me wings
well.
From the Spurs, man, from like 2014,
sure
bro.
You know what? I got you May 7th, girl.
I do got a question, man. The other day, yeah. I saw you. You was doing a couple live videos. You sat down and you actually got a chance to check out some of the footage. A lot of the newer dudes that popped up since your departure. You know what I'm saying? Say, and you know what I'm saying. Just go ahead and like elaborate on a couple of the new dudes that you watched and who you liked or whatsoever.
I think Stevie B got a lot of potential. I think he got a lot of potential because I like his energy. He was funny to me. I like him. I feel like if he polished it up a little bit, he could be a nice little asset to NBR. I checked out Gully, and I like Gully too. I think Gully got potential. I think Gully got a lot of potential in him.
Thanks.
But I like Load the Boss. I love
me too, bro.
Load the Boss. And Loader Ball is locked in for May 7th on Skin Street Live. Just going to let y'all know that, too.
Mm.
Loader Ball is
locked in. Can you say who we got yet?
I can't say who we got. You know what? Fuck it. I mean, you know what? Loader Ball's got Max Torellis.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Loader Ball's got Max Torellis.
Well,
I like Loader Ball. I want to put him up against a vet, a heavyweight vet. I want to see what I see is true. So,
yeah, and
you're here
shit,
first.
That's definitely the way to find out. He's going to be battle tested after that shit. I hope Blow know, what he up against, battling Max in the yet,
right.
Because I know Max don't battle as much, but I hope, he know not to take that motherfucker light.
Right.
That's a good battle.
Right. So Loader Boss, he on the Skin Street Live card. Clash Green will be on the Skin Street Live card. Hold on one second, bro.
Loader Boss is next. That's crazy.
My bad, I had to roll up real quick. Yeah, man, so, I got another matchup, too, that's crazy, too, but I'm just waiting to finalize it,
Right.
Oh, and that's hard, too. We got a Grudge match. We got TFA versus Ammo, so that'll be on there as well.
You said what type of match?
TSA.
TSA
versus Ammo, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Mr. Black. So, TSA Ammo, we got Max Torellis versus Loader Boss. We got Dane Black versus Poopy Doo. And we got Clash Green with a yet to be named opponent, man. So, we got a nice ass little card, man. And once again, it's May 7th, man. Starts at 7 o'clock. We got it live on Facebook. Scheme Street Live, Episode 1, May 7th. And Scheme Street Season 1 starts filming in June.
Okay. More about the webisode, some things is going to be done in, I think you said the 10 episode webisode series is going to be done in June.
Is
it going to be like a battle each episode?
Some episodes you won't see a battle. Some episodes we might follow a battle around. Some episodes we might see a battler in his element writing this battle. Some episodes we might see a cipher. Some episodes we might see, behind-the-scenes access. You might see a battle here. You might see a battle there. It's going to be an episodic television show. I will say the season finale will be a nice battle event. And we'll talk offline about
I don't think that's ever been captured on film, like to actually, you know, see the battle sitting there, you know, like coming up with some lines or maybe him doing the thing, spit his first few punch lines and then actually see that, then actually like see the battle. I really think fans would get a real kick out of that because they don't know how much sometimes goes into the shit for real, for real.
Right, man, and that's what I want to, that's what I want to show people, man. I mean, like, we want to show niggas how much work is actually put into this shit, bro. Like, what these niggas go through, what they got to do when they got to write, and you know what I'm saying, they thought process when they go through it, when they get a big opponent, what's their strategy, you know what I'm saying? We want to see all that, man, and I think us just doing battle events and battle events and battle events and battle events is getting to the point where it's like, okay, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to knock nobody, but, like, bringing in big names, you know what I'm saying, that's fine and dandy. But to the point to where, shit, we got all the big names now.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
We got a lot of these big names. And NBR, the main reason I took Scheme Tree out of NBR, that like Al Jones said, we became our own sovereign nation. The reason I took us out of NBR because nobody really truly believes in NBR. They say NBR, but it's a little low-key political competition, and everybody want to be the king of NBR. You know what I'm saying? So we felt like, okay, it's just going to be too much sabotage, going to be too much hating here. We got to go and do our own thing. And I'm not knocking nobody on that, man, but I feel like we owe these battlers a little bit more efficiency and a little bit more innovation than we just having y'all battle. It's a problem where a battle can't get over 1,000 views. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're going to get 1,000 views just from the group alone. I felt like we too dependent on these groups. You remember when Scheme Street and Mike Murderer TV was on their own pages, on the public pages?
Yep.
And if you was on a friend of that page all day, you got notifications and niggas going at it. And when the time comes for the show fucking pumped because all the casual fans saw the beef all month. Now we locked them fans out.
Yeah, like, you know, you that was my introduction in the Pontiac. You know what I'm saying? Literally, you know, I commented on a Mike Murderer's post about something, and I commented on there something light, like looking for a battle. And that day, Mark Miner and Brock was on my head. The feud started, and from then on, it was like
right.
Nonstop.
And look, y'all think it's still got a 5-year fucking feud. You know what I'm saying? It's because, like, back then the booking was done and niggas had, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't like real animosity. It was just like, okay, nigga, I'm better than you. I can fuck you up and blah, 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 and this and that. And it was like competition, man, but it was like a brotherhood. It was like a big fraternity, you know what I'm saying? And when you turn it into other aspects of, like, all that other shit, man, it kind of like fucking fucks up everything for everybody. And we just want to get back to that regular shit, man. We want to get back to the good old days. You want to get back to just straight up battling. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, last year, 2015, Steve Tree had his worst year with shows. We niggas no showed every fucking thing we did that year. I think we had a good turnout with Apocalypse, but we had a show, No Love, everybody. You know what I'm saying? We just had, like, Nightmare on Scheme Street. That got all fucked up. We just had a horrible-ass year, man, because we were just like, yeah, it was like a lot of no-shows and a lot of this, a lot of that, and blah, blah, blah. So we sat down and said, man, we need something different to bring everybody back and to bring new people in to the fold. And that's where the Scheme Crews came in. No, I think you missed it last year, man. But Gavin, when I tell you that this is one of the best shows that we ever threw in our life, bro. And
now, was the same thing that there with the Bees and Apollo?
Huh?
Was that the Bees and Apollo battle?
Yeah, yeah. Bees and Apollo were clacking deal. Yeah. So we did that. That was a success. From cities to the people to everybody's like, man, y'all do this battle shit, blah, blah, blah. That brings a lot of casual fans out. So now we combine the Scheme Crew. Scheme Crew's got a car show, got a basketball game, you know, and all that other stuff. And they come and they watching y'all. Now they get intrigued. Now you gain a fan. You know what I'm saying? We have to focus on the people who don't necessarily have battle rap in the top of their brain. You got to get the casual fan involved in battling. If you ever want to make...
Because, you know, with now almost NBR's crowd, literally, unfortunately, is Detroit battle rap debate. And it has to go beyond that. Because at one point it was... I don't know, like, I was telling somebody, like, I don't want people to take it the wrong way, but it's almost like a lot of people who is the fans and supporters, it's like, they all turn into rappers. And it was like, no fans and supporters, and then everything is just within that group. So, like, not that the group needs to stop, but it do needs to expand beyond that for them to show.
Gotta expand. You have to build, you have to market, brand, and then you can recoup. It just happened to actually rhyme with NBR. You know what I'm saying? But that's what it is, man. And, like, somebody like Snow. Snow is a marketable-ass motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? A fucking rocks, a roster rock star, bro. You know what I'm saying? Distinct look, and he has skill. You know what I'm saying? So not saying he's the only marketable person. Everybody has their niche. Everybody has a way to market them. We have to kind of explore that with everybody and put them in position to have more people see y'all. So that's why Scheme Street is going the viral route.
Mm-hmm.
You want to send it up?
We coming down on the last two minutes of the show. So anything that you didn't get out, that you want to get out, or anything you want to plug before we go out, just go ahead.
Okay, bro, okay, Scheme Street Live, May 7th, man. Dame Black versus Poopy Doo, Max Gorilla versus Loader Boss, man. First ever Facebook IG live battle. We got Scheme Street Season 1 filming in June. We got the Scheme Cruise 2 in June. Alumni softball game, Hall of Fame basketball game. I'm putting together a battle basketball classic. So all the battlers, y'all can hoop. 5-on-5. Bring y'all fat asses on up. Y'all out of shape asses on up there and hop in this game, man. We're going to have a full court this year. We're going to have a kids island with bounce houses for all the kids. We're going to have two dope battles, a dope-ass car show, a dope-ass bike show. It's just going to be a dope-ass time, and it's completely free. Completely free. So March 7th, invite only, Scheme Cruise 2, completely free, and then we got Scheme Street Season 1 filming, man. I'm glad to be back in NBR, and I'm glad to have y'all a part of it, man. So get at me.
Glad to have y'all back, man. We need a couple of the OGs back, man. Definitely need y'all back, man.
Damn it, we need to talk.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I'm actually about to hit you up in a minute, man. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Man, it's CCS Radio, man. First show back. We will be back next week. All we do is say fuck y'all and shit like that. We out.